I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
As well. Earn points with the Cypress Credit Union Visa Platinum Rewards Card plus 10,000 bonus points by spending $1,000 in the first 90 days. Visit cypresscu.com. I'm Jason Jones at the KSL Traffic Center.
Your garden starts in a Biograss big yellow bag. Join KSL's Greenhouse Show tomorrow at Biograss, 8630 South Redwood Road, and enjoy savings and say new items like sod, mulch, and more.
We have a winter storm warning for the Wasatch Back. Snow along the Wasatch Front. And if you don't see it yet, you probably will. 90% chance of snow. And some of that continuing overnight as well. Right now, 36 downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah County, Tooele County, Weber, and Davis counties have all seen periods of heavy snowfall this morning, and snow now moving into the Salt Lake Valley as well.
We are also on the verge of breaking a 40-year water record. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has been driving I-15 and just finished the drive from the point of the mountain to Orem, and he begins our live team coverage, Utah's Water Watch. Adam?
Guys, there's still a decent amount of snow and slush on the roads down here in Orem where I'm at right now. I-15, though, is another story. Thankfully, it is mostly just wet, though there is more slush as we've been seeing from a lot heavier snowfall we're seeing here earlier in the morning here in Utah County. But the overall good news is that this is a much milder storm than some of the real whoppers we got this winter. But snow is also coming apart of really good news as well, because as you said, Amanda, we are very close to breaking the all-time snow water record set back in 1983. And KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says it is going to happen today.
With this latest snowstorm, we will surpass the all-time record, getting above 26 inches of water in that snowpack, which is just incredible.
The valley floors are looking at 3 to 5 inches about that today. Maybe more on the benches, more snow in the mountains. Obviously, we'll continue to monitor the roads. Stay with us for updates. Reporting live from Orem, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Heather Kelly keeping a close eye on the roads along the Wasatch Front. Heather?
Yeah, we've got a brand new crash southbound I-15 in Orem. It's at the University Parkway exit. In fact, we've had multiple crashes at University Parkway both directions. This is blocking a right lane and shoulder. One car is facing completely backwards. So even though the roads are improving in that area, the snow plows have gone through several times. It is still very slick and slushy in some areas. You definitely want to slow down your speeds, especially where it's snowing. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
It feels like these storms just keep coming, and some officials say it would be nice to begin a gradual warm-up. KSL News Radio's Kate Davis continues our team coverage, Utah's Water Watch.
Crews are making sure all this snow we've been getting doesn't disappear too quickly by getting soaked up by the soil or melting into flood water. Drought coordinator Laura Haskell tells KSL TV, we have the potential for some serious runoff this year.
If all the snowpack melted, you would have over 2 feet of water covering the entire state.
Mother Nature doesn't seem to be slowing down. Officials say by this point in the year, though, the best thing for our state might be to have all this snow start tapering off. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Yeah, don't count on it. It's been colder than normal the past few weeks. But KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says it's pretty normal to keep getting snow through spring.
This is pretty typical to see cool, wet weather through April and sometimes early May.
Next week, the computer model showing a few more storms shaping up.
New this morning, a neighborhood in Kearns was told to shelter in place for a short time overnight as police searched for a man with a knife. Police say the search included using canines, helicopters, even drones. They never did find the suspect, but there are no reports of anyone being hurt.
Now our top national stories this hour. We continue to hear a growing number of reports of Americans struggling with their vision after a batch of eye drops were contaminated with a drug-resistant bacteria.
Clara Oliva says she used EzraCare for 9 months while battling an aggressive infection. Doctors had trouble treating with antibiotics. Doctors were forced to remove her eye to keep the bacteria from spreading. With poor vision in her remaining eye, she is now legally blind.
Difficulties relearning how to do a lot of her daily activities like walking. walking. Her depth perception has been affected, and so she's unstable.
And the FDA says Global Pharma violated standards by not properly testing its products. The company has not responded to our request for comment.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley reports three people have died after getting an infection from the eye drops. The recalled eye drops are Ezricare Artificial Tears or Delsym Pharma's Artificial Tears.
First look traffic now, and where are you focusing, Heather?
Anywhere there's snow, which right now it's coming down pretty hard on the west side of the Salt Lake Valley and also into Tooele County. So I-80, SR-36, the 201 freeway, Mountain View Corridor, Bangor Highway, I cannot see pavement anywhere there. But we also have a pretty bad crash southbound I-15 in Orem that is now blocking a left lane and shoulder and a right lane and shoulder. So traffic's being funneled through that area. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.